907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
We have provided Unit 99 of the Sacramento Police Department the tape recorder it carries and the officer in charge, Sergeant Meredith, so that you, who depend on your police for protection, can hear them in action, on duty. And what you hear on this radio program is real. No question about it. The suspects are real. The victims are real. Bear this in mind as you hear these cases. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Ambulance ahead with the traffic units. Call just came in for 16th and G. George. Traffic investigation units. There must be an accident up here. We didn't get the full transmission. Let's roll on it. There is an accident. Two cars in the intersection. The ambulance is there. Let's get out quick. One car in the intersection. Looks like the driver may be hurt. Officer Hauser and Harper on the ambulance crew.
Accident just happened.
Where did you get on 16th Street at?
I got on 16th at K.
At K?
Yes.
And he run a red light then, you say? Or?
Well, the light was yellow. It was changing from, my side was green, and it was changing yellow.
For who?
It was on my side green. And it was just changing
green
yellow.
Light.
It was just yellow when I was on it, yeah. It was yellow for him, too.
You both had a yellow light.
See. He must have had a... Well, it must have been, red for him. It was red for him then. If it was green for me and I was just crossing it, if it was yellow for me and I was just crossing G Street, then it must have been red.
You really
this
know
side.
What color the light was?
Yes, it was yellow.
The ambulance crew is going to take the victim in. It doesn't look like he's too seriously hurt.
He complained of back injury.
Back injuries?
Yeah, he complained sore back and he was examined by the doctor.
Mm-hmm. 35 miles an hour?
Yeah.
You think?
Why were you exceeding the speed limit by 10 miles an hour?
You don't know?
The speed limit is 25 here?
Yeah, had you known it was 25, would you have told me you were going 25?
No, I was approximately 35 when I was doing it. His speed was pretty great, too. I don't know exactly what his was.
It all boils down that you don't really know what you did here, do you?
You didn't know what I did.
Whether you ran a yellow light, a red light, or a green light.
Well, I know what I was driving. Well, naturally, I know what I did. It was yellow when I went.
Why would it be yellow?
Because I was just making the light. It was turned yellow from red to yellow. See, when it changes from green to yellow, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I jumped the street at yellow.
Do you have any witnesses on this, Mac?
No, not now.
Maybe I wasn't going that speed. I might have misjudged my speed on that, too.
We'll have to have a pending on this portion of it.
We're now going into the police emergency hospital. Check on the other driver.
Is this the other driver?
Oh, that's right. He told us just a few minutes ago that he... two blocks from the intersection, the light was green. He noted that, and also that. But as he got to the intersection, it turned yellow, and then he decided that it was safe for him to go through. And he suddenly sees this other car.
In other words, they both went through on the green light change.
Yeah, I mean legally, they both went in legally, according to their statements.
Mm-hmm.
You did say you have to pump your car, your brake, a couple
once,
times.
Once or twice.
And then they work good after you pump
it. I didn't go all the way to the floor. I just kicked it a couple of times like that, and it all
did you
work.
Ever notice they went all the way to the floor on the first application?
No, I never did because, well, I don't know. I just automatically pump the thing.
You say you're a professional driver now. Are you going to drive a truck tonight, or would you have driven a truck?
Well, I'm not driving now. I'm loading trucks.
What did you say to the boss? He sent you out in a rig with brakes in that condition.
Yes, but I still don't think those brakes were that bad.
Well, they are, sir. Believe me, you laid 60 feet of skid all with one wheel, even after you got them on. You can't stop your car with one tire.
I think that is one of the elements tonight of the accident is because of your poor brakes. You might have thought that you pumped them tonight and didn't do it.
No, I don't think so, because it's something that I do every time I drive the car, the truck, or anything else. I just automatically...
Well, nevertheless, your brakes are inadequate.
Well, I don't know if they're inadequate or not. I really don't.
Well, Bender, how about the other driver?
Oh, Sergeant, they both give the same story. They both said they entered the intersection on the yellow light.
Well, that's even par.
And there are no witnesses. However, this man's skid started prior to the intersection, which I said he laid down 60 feet. So we cited this man for brakes, and the other one, we really don't know whose fault it was. They both entered on a yellow light, they said.
You don't have witnesses, so
no,
it's
sir,
pretty hard to determine who's at fault.
Yes, it's hard to determine on this one.
This accident was typical. Each driver claimed to have entered the intersection on the yellow light, and there were no witnesses. Under those circumstances, neither could be cited. The driver with the poor brakes, however, did not escape without penalty and was fined for that violation.
We just tried to give Unit 4 a call, and they called in and stated they'd picked up a couple of car clouders. They're taking them into the station. Let's go in and see what it is. It might be interesting. Unit 4 just pulled into the yard. Let's talk to them and see what they've got. Hi, fellas. We heard your call on the two-way on these car cars. What do you got?
We found these boys prowling some cars across the street from the church up on 21st and W. And when we stopped, they took off around the corner on the run, and we found them hiding in the bushes out behind the YMCA.
You going to take them inside?
Yeah, we're going to take them inside and separate them and interrogate them.
Jim, what were they doing when you first saw them?
I noticed them standing alongside of the car in the lot. I slowed the squad car down to look back. They started across the street walking, and when I finally stopped the car, they started to run. My partner jumped out, and I went around the block to head them off the other way. And they said somebody had been chasing them. That's why they were running, but they were walking when we saw them the first time. So.
It's a typical story.
Typical story is right.
Okay, we'll go in with you and listen to your interrogation. Officer Dennis is removing the handcuffs. Why do you handcuff them both right arms like that?
Well, if they try to run, it makes it awkward.
It's right hand to right hand. Huh?
Now, I want you to tell me just what happened prior to our seeing you.
Well, my car broke down on 21st and Broadway.
Your car broke
down?
And
we was walking. And then some guys come along here.
What guys?
I don't know who they were.
What did they come alone in?
They come by the car.
They did. What kind of a car was it?
I don't know what kind it was.
You don't? Do you know what color it was?
I didn't pay any attention.
Did you know there were some guys in the car, though?
Yeah.
Well, what did they say?
No, they started home.
How do you know they were addressing you? And why did you run? Did they get out of the automobile?
I don't know. I know they were looking for me.
You knew they were looking for you?
Yeah, because they don't like me. Some fat.
Well, then who is it? I mean, if somebody didn't like you, you say you know they didn't like you.
I don't. I can point them out, but I don't know their name.
You can point them out, but you don't know their name. They go to the same school you do?
No, they're from Sacramento.
How long have you known them?
Not very long.
How many were there?
I don't know.
Well, how do you explain the fact that when we saw you, you were walking, and that when we stopped, you start running?
Well, we just come out of the lot there. And then we stopped, and then we started running across the street again.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, why did you run and hide? It was apparent that you saw us ride by, didn't you?
Yeah, I seen you come on.
Well, you know, I kind of sort of think that it's a human trait. I mean, if I was in trouble and I saw a police car coming by, instead of running down the street the other way, I would hail the police car. Now, don't you think that that should have been the thing to do?
Yeah, I know it was surfy, though, getting around that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think there's much more to ask you.
You're going to take him up and
stories, and then we'll take him up and book him.
Okay. Officer Dennis has sent the first boy out of the room and has brought the second boy in. He's going to question him now.
I want you to tell me, in your own words, just what happened tonight.
Well, when you guys saw us, we were running across that parking lot first. Is that right?
It first
started, his car stalled over between 20th and 21st on Broadway. And so we left the car to go over on 19th Street to my brother's house. Some guys hollered at us, and I hollered, and I said, well, what do you want, you know? So the guys stopped, and they got out of the car, so we took off running, I saw. And we ran across that parking lot, and then we stopped, by a gray and white Pontiac there. And then we walked across the street, and then went over, we were going to run over there, and I guess we thought two guys was after us. I don't know what was it. So we just took off running again. We hit over behind the YMCA.
And what'd you hide down in behind the YMCA for?
That just thought it'd be a good place to hide. That's where we hid down there.
You sure you weren't hiding from the officers?
No.
You wouldn't hide from an officer, huh?
I haven't got any reason to hide from him.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like this line of questioning is going to get you anywhere, Dennis.
It's sort of a story that was made up, as a matter of fact, when they were sitting inside the car, why he blurted that they were running from some boys. And
you're going to take them up and book them now?
Yes, we're going to book.
What's the specific charge, Dennis?
Well, this boy's 18 years of age. That's right, isn't it? And therefore, why he can be held in our jail, we'll go ahead and book him just like anyone else. We'll charge him with vagrancy. And the other boy is a delinquent juvenile. He's out after curfew, and he was also prowling, so we'll add that onto the charge.
These boys were not telling the truth, and the officer knew it. Without evidence stronger than suspicion, however, they were unable to file a car clouding charge against him and could hold him only for violation of curfew.
Unit 4. A 415 at 43rd Street 4. Check. KMA-907.
That was for Unit 4, a disturbance call at 3400 block on 43rd Street. That's in the southeastern part of town. Let's check it out with him. There's somebody outside. Young lady coming up. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I took my daughter out on a picnic today, and she borrowed my clothes. And the lady she stays with, she accused me of her husband. And my daughter's got my clothes. So my daughter was cussing me out. And so I told her, well, just give me my clothes so I can go. So she said, she hauled off and hit me, you see. So her husband drove up. She separated from him. And I told her, I said, all right, come out here and ask him. So we went out there. And he says, no. Says, I'm not going with her. So,
well, now, where is this
well,
house?
Well, they live right down here.
And that's where the trouble
that's
was?
That's where the trouble was. See, I just moved over here. I mean, I moved my son down over here.
Your son is here where you are now?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want done about this?
I'm going to file a complaint because she had no business hitting me. All I wanted, I was talking to my daughter, and she roomed with this lady. Then she accused me of her husband.
Your daughter's husband?
No. It wasn't my daughter. My daughter was cussing me out, but I asked her for my clothes, and she told me she wasn't giving me my clothes. And I told her, well, you just tell your husband to give me my money, and I want my clothes because I got to leave tonight.
Well,
but, I mean, what I'm kind of consider is that this woman down here has no business fussing with me because my daughter was arguing with me. Well, if my daughter lives in the house, well, that's her place. But, I mean, she didn't have no business keeping my... When I was holding the baby and taking the baby in, I had the baby in my arm, and I drove the baby home from the park. And then she hit me.
Your daughter
with the baby. No, my daughter didn't hit me. The lady that owns the house hit me. My daughter didn't hit me.
You've lost me way back there. I thought you told me your daughter hit you.
No, did I say that? I said my daughter had my
clothes.
Well,
nevertheless, she has... She's down here in the house with a lady who owns the house.
She threatened me with a gun.
Did you see the gun?
No, I didn't see it. Because I left. I told her all I wanted was my clothes.
Well, how did she How did she go about threatening you?
She said, well, I'll get a gun and shoot you out of here. And I said, I don't want nothing you got in here. I said, all I wanted is my daughter to give me my clothes.
Well, the unit's here now, Zucchero and Alligator.
So I can leave. So then she jumps up and say, well, you're messing with my husband.
How come your clothes up?
My daughter borrowed them. I let her wear them.
And she can't get the clothes because of this other lady.
Okay, we'll assist her in that way, and she wants her arrested, the other party arrested.
I'm going to have her arrested because she had no business hitting me.
Okay, well, let's just go ahead and get this thing over with right now because we're wasting just a lot of valuable time, a lot of talking, and we're not having any action. We want to go up to this particular house and let's see what's... Get your clothing and...
We'll meet your boys down there, Stan.
Okay. Who's the party involved in it?
The lady that struck me.
Are you the party that struck this?
Struck whom?
Struck me.
What are you talking about?
She hit her in the eye.
Hit her in the eye?
Yeah, she hit me in the eye.
This is this child's mother here, and she lives here with me. Right. And she came in here cussing and jumped on this child here.
Let her take it easy.
And she was tearing this child's clothes off here. And I told her, I invited her out of my house. And she said she had some clothes. I said, now, if you get out of here and go to your car, I said, what you have in here, I'll bring it out to your car. And she run down there and got her son. And they come up here, and he wanted to jump on me. Here's a lady here at the Van Farmer Center, and the people cross the street over there. And he come here and wanted to jump on me. I walked across the street where my husband, he said, you're away from your house. And I say, open your mouth, and I'll knock your teeth out. Connie, you can have your clothes, and you ought to be ashamed to bring the law here where me and my children have to live.
I don't want no trouble. But
this is her daughter here, and I treat her like I do my own children.
You young lady?
I'm telling you the truth.
Young lady, I want to tell you something.
And I love this child.
You got to tell me something.
She's a good friend
of mine.
There's too many people talking here.
No, there's too many people talking here. Now, this is a complicated matter. I don't think it's for the police department to settle. Now, the both parties are wrong here.
Also, she can have her clothes. I told her, never been no misunderstanding. I said, if you wait out here, I'll bring them and give them to her. And she will run down there. She's trying to get her son, Kim. She run down there, and he want to jump on me here.
You're right.
She can have her clothes.
You're outside.
She can have them. Go in there and give them to her.
If you tear my dress, baby, you just go ahead and...
Don't tear it. Give it to her right winds all the time. She can't... Just a minute. I don't want nobody to go in the house. I'll go in there and get them. They're right there on the chair, and I'll give them to
you. If you want to tear them, just...
Wrong don't never win. You ought not to do your daughter so bad.
Take your clothes and get out of my yard, because I don't want you back.
Well, the daughter is throwing the clothes at her mother, so evidently the mother is wrong as far as the daughter is concerned.
I got another piece in there.
You're not going to get it until you pay for this dress.
I'm not going to pay for
it. Is that the dress your mother tore?
This is the dress. She's not going to get that other dress. I'll keep it
right here.
Now that's enough. We're getting.
Don't ride nobody, but I, you know what?
And I want this man. I'm gonna have him arrested. I'm going down now. That's where I want from him. You don't have to tell me.
Hey, now you just keep quiet. There's too much noise. You too.
I certainly will.
Now be quiet.
Yes, sir.
Could I have my flower dress?
You keep quiet, will you, please?
Now we're gonna just tell how this is gonna be. Now, either party, whoever wants to go tomorrow, nobody's going to be arrested tonight. If you want to go through court matters, either party want to go ahead and see the city prosecutor and let him see which one will get a complaint signed?
I'm going to get one signed.
Now, there's both parties are in wrong here. I don't
think
I'm
going
to have to take somebody arrested. To be arrested, I'm going to have to take all parties.
What wrong am I doing?
She jumped on this child.
There's too much disturbance going on now. It's all outside here, and it's in the neighborhood. Personally, Halligard, I don't think there'll be a warrant issued as far as this is concerned. Looks like it's six of one and a half a dozen the other, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, that's the way it looks. It's a family disagreement, and they have to just talk themselves out of it and settle it all among themselves. See?
Well, let's advise them to knock this off, so to speak, and not have any recurrence.
Okay, that's what we'll do.
Yard, and don't you come back here no more.
You're both guilty of disturbing the peace right now. You know that.
Well,
quit raising your voices so loud.
Well, I'm going in the house because I don't want to be bothered.
Well, Stan, this advise her before she goes in. Just a minute, will you, please?
Hey, lady,
come here.
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
All right, now you can see what's existing.
But, I mean, look.
Will you mind if I say something?
No, I'm sorry. I am really sorry.
Now, it looks to us that each party is as guilty as the other here.
I'm sorry.
Now, will you mind if I complete what I'm talking about?
Okay. I'll let you.
Your daughter here will...
There's a lady right there.
Let me say something, please? Your daughter seems to be against you, which would indicate...
She's always
against me. Well, it's no use talking to her. We don't want anything like this to happen tonight or any other time. If we have to come out here...
I won't be back here no more.
We'll take you all in.
You got my promise. I won't be back here no more.
All right, then.
Sometimes it seems a police officer needs the patience of Job and the wisdom of Solomon. But in this disturbance, it is highly probable that even Solomon would have been in difficulty. I doubt he could have made himself heard. All hands were warned to create no further disturbance, and quiet was restored to the neighborhood. Incidentally, neither party appeared to file a complaint.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.